Hey everyone, welcome to another DBM Academy podcast, where we break down the biggest moves in the world of digital assets. I'm your host, John.
And I'm Sarah. Great to be with you, John. Today, we're diving into the Q2 2025 earnings call for a company that's been making some serious waves in the crypto space, Strategy, also known as MSTR.
That's right, Sarah. And this wasn't just any earnings call. We heard from CEO Michael Saylor, Phong Le, and Andrew Kang, and they laid out a pretty bold vision for the company's future, a future that is very, very intertwined with Bitcoin.
To say the least, let's start with the headline numbers because they are staggering. Strategy reported a record Q2 2025 GAAP operating income of $14 billion and a net income of $10 billion. That translates to a fully diluted EPS of $32.60 per share. Quite extraordinary.
And for the first half of the year, they're looking at an operating income of $8.1 billion and a net income of $5.7 billion. But what really caught my eye was the capital they've raised. They've pulled in $18.3 billion in capital so far this year alone. To put that in perspective, that's 81% of the total capital they raised in all of last year. And they did it in just 7 months.
It's clear they're not just sitting on their hands. They've been actively raising capital through a series of preferred equity offerings, with the latest, STRC, being the largest IPO in the U.S. this year. This aggressive capital raising strategy is directly linked to their core mission, acquiring more Bitcoin.
And they've been consistent. Every single quarter since August 2020, they've added more Bitcoin to their balance sheet. They now hold over $74 billion worth of Bitcoin, which they acquired for about $46 billion. That's an average cost of around $73,000 per Bitcoin.
They even introduced a new metric, Bitcoin per share, or BPS, to track this accumulation. As of the end of July, their cumulative BPS has increased to 198,543 satoshis. It's a clear signal to investors that their goal is to continually increase the amount of Bitcoin backing each share of their stock.
And it's paying off. They've achieved a BTC yield of 25% year to date, hitting their full year target in just 7 months. Their treasury operations have generated a staggering $13.2 billion in BTC dollar gain so far this year.
Another significant development is their adoption of the new FASB fair value accounting rule in place since January 2025. This allowed them to make a one-time adjustment of $17.9 billion to their Bitcoin balance sheet and an increase of $12.7 billion in total stockholders' equity. This is a big deal because it means their balance sheet now more accurately reflects the market value of their Bitcoin holdings, providing greater transparency to investors.
That's powerful, Sarah. Now, let's talk about how they're structuring their financial products. They're not just buying Bitcoin, they're building a whole ecosystem of Bitcoin-backed financial products to cater to different types of investors.
Exactly. They've got four main offerings. STRK, Strike. This is for investors who want less volatility. It's a structured Bitcoin product with a guaranteed 8% dividend and seniority. STRF, Strife. This is a long-duration senior credit product over-collateralized by 8x with an 8.7% yield. STRD, Stride, a long-duration, high-yield credit product over-collateralized by 5.1x with an 11.9% effective yield. And last, but certainly not least, they have STRC, Stretch. This is their short-duration, high-yield credit product over-collateralized by 6x with a 9.5% effective yield. This is designed for investors looking for a higher yield than money markets in the short term. Saylor calls this product their iPhone moment.
So what they're essentially doing is building out a yield curve for Bitcoin credit, aiming to offer higher yields across all durations compared to traditional credit instruments. And they're moving away from senior convertible debt and towards perpetual preferred equity, which gives them leverage without the liabilities of debt. It's amplified Bitcoin, and it's very clever. They're aiming to be the Amazon of capital markets.
That's right. It's a very sophisticated and ambitious strategy. And their guidance for the rest of 2025 is just as ambitious. They're forecasting a Bitcoin price of $150,000 by the end of the year, which would lead to a BTC yield of 30% and a BTC dollar gain of $20 billion.
Their GAAP guidance for the full year 2025 is a whopping $34 billion in operating income, $24 billion in net income, and an EPS of $80 per share. They also laid out clear guidelines for when they'll sell equity to acquire more Bitcoin, which they'll only do when their MNAV, market neutral asset value, is 2.5x or higher. This is key.
They also made a compelling case for why MSTR should trade at a premium to Bitcoin's net asset value. They pointed to their intelligent leverage, options advantage, access to passive investment flows, and institutional access as key differentiators.
And they wrapped up the presentation with their 9 BTC principles, which really codify their commitment to Bitcoin. Essentially, they're all about buying and holding Bitcoin securely, prioritizing long-term value for their common stock, and being transparent with their investors.
It's a bold and unapologetic bet on the future of Bitcoin. And while they acknowledge potential challenges like concentration risk and competition, they seem confident in their strategy and their ability to navigate the evolving regulatory landscape.
It has all the makings of an idea whose time has come. Hence, DBM have added these Tradify tools to our stable in complement to existing DeFi products and projects.
It will be fascinating to see what the future holds as we front-run financial technology underpinned by sound money. But one thing is for sure. Strategy is a company that every serious investor in the crypto space needs to be watching.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in, and we will see you in the DBM.academy. To help ensure you take positive action on this information, join us next time for another deep dive into the stories moving the markets. Until then, stay sharp, keep your assets moving, and stack those sats.